Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We begin now with Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Good morning, Ibrahim.
Good morning.
And Eid Mubarak, the second day of Ramadan.
Eid Kareem.
I have a question for you from one of our listeners about your discussion of Ramadan in the football season, but I'll ask it to you at the end. You know, something happens as we approach football season every year. Do you notice this?
What is this?
That people gathered in the office start talking about last night's game or the weekend games, and they start using terminology that is impenetrable.
That might be a little
Nickelbacks,
confusing.
Option plays, that sort of. Can you help us with this as we prepare for this football season?
Without a doubt.
All right, your assignment is to get us a decoder ring for football terminology over the next couple of weeks. But let's begin with the narratives in the various divisions as we look at the teams that may have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Can we begin with the AFC East?
Let's do it.
Because the Jets, of course, in that division. The theme in the AFC East, a very tough division in the NFL, is the Jets seem to be rising, while the New England Patriots, the legendary New England Patriots, seem to be declining. What's your view?
There's a third team in the mix, and the fourth team in the AFC East is the Buffalo Bills, who actually were my personal favorite when I was like 10 years old. So I have a lot of heart connected to the Bills.
So you're completely biased and no one should listen to you about the
Bills.
Well,
the reality is that the Bills are probably the worst team in the NFL. So when you look at this division, you have the haves and the have-nots. On the haves end, you have the Jets, who have a very strong team. We all know about Darrelle Revis and his holdout and how he hasn't been at camp. I think it's the numbers that he's spending $16,000 a day when he doesn't show up to camp. He's been out for almost 11 days, so he's got over $100,000 that he's going to be fined because he's not at camp yet. He messes up the chances. He's the best defender in the league as a cornerback, which he defends wide receivers. So that affects their chances of really dominating the division. The Patriots are definitely strong. Tom Brady's back at full form. So I think they're going to be a force, but they're not going to be the full force that we've seen in the 90s and the 2000s. Now, the other team that's really strong, I really like the Miami Dolphins. I know that last year I liked them, and they had a lot of tough games. They played good teams really well, and they almost won really close games. This year they have Ronnie Brown back, and they have Chad Henne. I think they're a really strong team.
The Dolphins have a reputation of being a spoiler in the NFL. They often take teams down at the end of the season who might have a chance to make the playoffs, and then because of the Dolphins, they don't go home. But you say the Dolphins may have their own chance.
They might be the more complete team. I mean, the Jets are a very dangerous team. They have a very strong running attack. They have LaDainian Tomlinson, who's a future Hall of Famer. He's not at full form, but him coming out of the backfield on a swing pass is going to be dangerous. Sean Green, Jericho Cottry, they have a very strong offensive attack as well. And their defense has probably been progressing further along than their offense right now in camp. I do think the Miami Dolphins have something else. They have something different. They have a very difficult offense to try and to counter, and they have a grit and a heart that I really like them. And I think it's going to come down to me, the Dolphins and the Jets at the end of the season.
Of course, there are 32 teams in the NFL. We're just talking about one division. We'll work our way through the divisions as we get into the preseason. But if Darrelle Revis doesn't show up for the Jets, does that really, really remove their chances in the early going? They got a tough couple of games right at the top.
I think that it doesn't remove their chances, but it will affect their chances to get home field advantage. If they see themselves as a Super Bowl team, they're going to want to play every game as close as possible, as tough as possible, and win as many games as possible. They want to get in a winning attitude and a winning habit. So to do that, they're going to need their best players on the field. And right now, Darrelle Revis not being there means that they don't have their best player on the field.
So the takeaway is if the Jets stumble and the Patriots stumble, that's good news for Miami Dolphins fans. And if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, just weep.
Another year
just
of misery.
Basically weep.
Yeah.
All right,
if you're right, I mean, the Dolphins and the Jets have a pretty historic rivalry going
that's
on.
True.
That would be an amazing.
It'll be a great fall for that.
Yeah.
You know, one of our listeners wanted to know, you were talking about Ramadan and how it's falling in the middle of the preseason here for the NFL and for at least one player being observant is going to be an issue on the field. Was that ever an issue for you? You were a college football player.
Yeah, when I played at University of Rhode Island in the springs, we would have spring practice. And when I was playing, Ramadan was in the springtime. And I would wake up for the morning meal, pray, and then I would go directly to morning runs, which was brutal. And that's the only way I can describe it. It was absolutely brutal. And then I would leave straight from there, go to shower, and then I'd go straight to class. So that was it was a very grueling time. But then at that moment in time, I was probably in the best shape of my life.
Well, so it got you a little closer
indeed.
Closer to God there. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Thanks so much.